SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Do more with up to 5 times more power, more versatility, and more features than any ordinary handheld trimmer when you upgrade to a DR trimmer mower from DR Power Equipment. Featuring all steel frames, an adjustable handlebar, oversized wheels, and the strongest trimmer cord on the market. A DR trimmer lets you easily mow everywhere a bladed mower can't. Visit drpower.com today and shop the sale.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Peter Dutton doubles down on his welcome to country position. Murder charges laid after a car wreck killed 11 in Canada's Vancouver. And in sport, a man killed in a crash at the Pro MX Motocross Championship in South Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has continued to double down on his welcome to country views, saying the ceremonies should be relegated to significant events only. He says he doesn't consider Anzac Day to be one of those events.
It's ultimately a decision for the individual organisers of the events, but listening to a lot of veterans in this space, and Anzac Day is about our veterans. It's about 103,000 Australians who have died in service of our country. I think if you're listening to their sentiment, would be that they don't want it on that day.
Discussion around the necessity of the ceremonies has resurfaced since a group which included known neo-Nazis heckled the welcome to country at an Anzac Day dawn service in Melbourne. The Melbourne Storm also cancelled a planned welcome before their last match. The war in Gaza appears to have fractured support for Labour among Arab and Muslim voters ahead of the election. Groups such as the Muslim Vote and Muslim Votes Matter are hoping to capitalise on community concern about the major parties' positions on Gaza, calling on voters to preference third-party candidates and their independence ahead of Labour and the coalition. Egyptian-born pharmacist Ahmed Ouf is running as an independent against Education Minister Jason Clare, who has held the safe Labor seat of Blaxland since 2007 and won nearly 65% of the vote in 2022. The pharmacist has told SBS News that for his community, which has one of the highest Muslim populations in the country at 32%, the issue of Gaza has been a tipping point.
There's no change if we keep doing the same thing over and over. We won't get anything different than what we have had in the last 20 years of Jason Clare. Gaza was the straw that broke the camel's back, let's say, because he didn't speak about Gaza. Inside the parliament, he only mentioned Gaza once.
Murder charges have been laid against a man accused of driving his car through a crowd celebrating a Filipino community festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people. The 30-year-old is facing 8 counts of second-degree murder so far. But Vancouver authorities say more charges are possible. Meanwhile, Vancouver Chief of Police Steve Ray says while the motive for the attack is yet to be officially determined, they have ruled out some possibilities.
While I'm not prepared to speak about the potential motive, I can now say with confidence that the evidence in this case does not lead us to believe this was an act of terrorism.
North Korea has confirmed for the first time that it has sent troops to fight for Russia in the war with Ukraine under orders from leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea has sent an estimated total of 14,000 troops to fight alongside Russia, which South Korean Defence Ministry spokesperson Koo Byung-sam says is a clear violation of UN Charter resolutions.
The truth cannot be concealed. Sacrificing North Korean youth for the regime's survival is an inhumane and immoral act. The government calls for the immediate withdrawal of North Korean troops and makes clear that if the current military collusion between North Korea and Russia continues, we will not stand idly by, but will respond firmly in coordination with the international community.
The confirmation follows a deadly strike in Kyiv last Friday that killed 12 people with the missile that struck the residential building supplied by North Korea. But both Russia and North Korea have denied weapons transfers that would violate UN embargoes. Victorian government has opened what is the state's first public residential treatment centre for people with eating disorders. The opening date had been delayed for the past 12 months, with construction delays pushing back the unveiling from February 2024 to today. Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Ingrid Stitt, says the centre in Melbourne will fill a critical gap in care.
This residential option will break that nexus of people cycling through our emergency departments, because it will give Victorians battling complex eating disorders the opportunity for up to 12 weeks of therapeutic residential care.
Opioids are 1,000 times stronger than morphine, and an animal sedative used to lace street drugs have been detected in Australia's wastewater. They're among five different nitazenes found in up to 6% of samples tested by researchers in a study published in the latest issue of the Environmental Science and Pollution Research Journal. The study follows warnings from health authorities in New South Wales and South Australia about the drugs. They say nitazenes are being sold as black market oxycodone or are being mixed with other drugs like heroin. To sport, and a man has died after a crash in the 2025 Pro MX Championship at Gilman in South Australia. The man has been identified as 30-year-old motocross identity Joel Evans. Race organisers have confirmed the accident happened during round three of the championship event. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/talk.